Good morning, everyone. How are you this morning? Everybody really good? You're wide awake? Ready to go? One of the things in one of the lessons we learned today was about temptation. Does anyone know what temptation means? Well, we could talk about temptation when your mom has baked cookies and she says, yes, ma'am. That's okay. Temptation is when you want something and you know you shouldn't have it. And so you're tempted to do it, such as the cookies. Mom made cookies, and she said, don't eat any cookies. It'll spoil your dinner. So you go out and play, and then your best friend comes over, and you're playing outside, and you come in, and there's the cookies. And your best friend says, she'll never know. Let's have a cookie. And so you give in to that temptation, okay? Jesus had temptations. He was out in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't eat or drink anything. And I have a picture of the first temptation, if you guys know this story. Do you know what this story is about? Adam and Eve, and what was the temptation?
The man was trying to convince the girl to eat the apple.
No, the snake, the devil. Yeah, the serpent. Okay? And there's the forbidden fruit, and there's Adam and Eve. Okay? That was the first temptation, and they failed. Okay? Did God quit loving them when they failed that? No. And then when Jesus was out in the wilderness, he was very, very hungry and thirsty. And he found a rock that looked like bread. And the devil said to him, if you're really the Lord, make that stone into bread and eat it. And Jesus was not tempted with that either. I have, in my basket, I have candy. And your temptation is to not eat it during church. Okay, so that's what temptation. And if you come to me after church and you still have your candy, you can have a second one. Okay, y'all got that down? I have candy in my basket. Yeah, it's tempting, isn't it? But do you remember that if you don't eat it, you get a second one? You like candy? Uh-huh, good. Let's say a prayer. Dear Father, help us learn what the Bible teaches. Teaches us to do that so when the devil tempts us, we can do what Jesus did. Answer him with scripture. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.